coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
The Lutheran Hour, bringing Christ to the nations with Pastor Gregory Seltz.
The Lutheran Hour, bringing Christ to the nations. An insurance company ad says mayhem is everywhere. Pastor Gregory Seltz says so is God's grace.
The Bible talks about the big issues of life: sin, death, Satan, judgment, salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life. And it says boldly, even in the midst of our mayhem, Christ Jesus comes with his forgiveness, life, and salvation. Jesus is the match for real mayhem. If you're in his hands, you're in the best hands.
Stay with us for Pastor Seltz's message titled, A Match for Mayhem. Today's message is based on one of the Bible readings for the third Sunday of Pentecost from Luke chapter 7. Now here's our speaker, Pastor Gregory Seltz.
And when the Lord saw her, the widow who had lost her son, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And so will all who put their trust in him. Amen. What a moment. What a miracle. You know, Jesus walks right into the middle of real mayhem and brings a miraculous life-giving mercy. But such a result seems so foreign to us today, for we're told over and over again that mayhem is everywhere. I'm sure that you've seen that commercial by a popular insurance company, ones who don't want us to forget that mayhem is everywhere. They illustrate it so creatively. You know, Dean Winters is the actor who actually plays the part of mayhem. He's a car's GPS that steers the driver into an accident. He's a water heater that blows a hole in a house's roof. He's a basketball hoop that comes crashing down on a shiny new car. Mayhem is everywhere, the commercials warn. So are you in good hands? Well, the commercials are a hit. Why? Well, in addition to being entertaining, they communicate a very basic this-world truth. Mayhem is everywhere. The possibilities for disasters seem endless. The scenarios for something going wrong are too numerous to count. You know, Murphy's Law says that if something can go wrong, it will. Well, that seems like a self-evident fact in life. I'm reminded of that truth in any plumbing project I've tried to tackle. Yes, mayhem is everywhere. But if that's true, why does it still surprise us when it hits? When illness comes out of nowhere, why does it take the wind out of our sails? When you lose your job, why does that shock still knock us off balance and make us worry about the future? When a relationship suffers real hurt, why does our heart still break? You know, even though we know that mayhem is supposed to be everywhere. Well, even though you know that mayhem is supposed to be everywhere, it's still an unwelcome surprise, right? And I think that's true because deep down inside, we know that this isn't the way that life is supposed to be. Just look at the poor widow in Luke chapter 7. Mayhem struck, didn't it? Listen to the text. Soon afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and as he drew to the gate of the town, behold, a man had died, and he was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. Yes, death happens every day. It's part of the mayhem of this life. But for this widow, it was even more devastating. To lose her only son was not only heartbreak heaped upon heartbreak, but as a woman in the first century, this dear lady lost all means of support and protection. This was tragic. Mayhem left her in deep, deep trouble. You know, we know it's everywhere. We know it's coming. But that doesn't alleviate the pain, the suffering, the hurt. It's beyond painful when parents lose their young child in a tragic drowning accident. It's still devastating when our young Marine makes it through 3 tours overseas, but loses his life in a random shooting after he gets back home. It's painful when those you love still hurt you or isolate you for no good reason. How does knowing that mayhem is everywhere, how does that help? Well, it doesn't. And that's the point of the Bible. Mayhem needs an answer. Now, mayhem may be real, but it has met its match in the person and work of Jesus. The Bible pulls no punches. God's Word addresses mayhem directly. It's not just that we have this gut feeling that things shouldn't be this way. Jesus is clear when he says, "In this world you will have trouble," and the Bible tells us why. The world is bent, full of mayhem for a reason. There's a price for rebellion and sin, and the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Mayhem is sin's offspring, as even the world groans under its power. The Scriptures declare, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now." We live in the chaotic, cruel, unpredictable, and painful brokenness of sin. The Bible's clear as to why, but that's not helpful yet, is it? In real time, from day to day, mayhem is shocking. It hurts. It throws us for a loop. But that's why you need to hear God's Word, especially at that moment of mayhem. Our text reminds us that you and I aren't at mayhem's mercy. In fact, the text reminds us that when Jesus is there, there is mercy right in the middle of mayhem. In Jesus Christ, mayhem has met its match. And that was good news for the widow that day, and it's good news for us today. You know, even the insurance ad realizes that there has to be something more than mayhem. Remember what they ask you at the end of the commercial. Mayhem is everywhere, they say. But then they quickly ask, "Are you in good hands?" Well, I guess that depends on what mayhem we're talking about today. The Bible talks about the big issues of life: sin, death, Satan, judgment, salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life. And it says boldly, even in the midst of our mayhem, Christ Jesus comes with his forgiveness, life, and salvation. In Jesus, that mayhem has met its match. So just look again at the text. In Luke 7, we see Jesus making quick work of this tragic situation. The verses tell us, "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, 'Don't weep.' Then he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers stood still. And he said, 'Young man, I say to you, arise.' And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother." Jesus is the only one who can bring life from death. He is the only one who can bring help into helplessness. Jesus is the match for real mayhem. If you're in his hands, you're in the best hands. And dear friend, this isn't wishful thinking. This is true because by his death and resurrection for you, Christ has overcome eternal mayhem for us all. In Christ, you have the insurance that really matters. Faith in Jesus means that you are in good and caring hands, redeeming and renewing hands, hope-restoring hands. He conquered eternal mayhem when he rose from the dead, and that's why the Apostle Paul could declare, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you and I, we don't live at the mercy of mayhem any longer, dear friend. Your Savior Jesus has made sure that mayhem has met its match. But we're not home yet, are we? We're not living in the perfection of heaven yet. No, we're still living in a world where mayhem is everywhere. That truth helps insurance companies stay in business. But that truth also keeps our hearts and souls off balance. So how can you cope with the temporary mayhem of the here and now? Well, after Paul pronounced the victory of Christ over death in 1 Corinthians 15, he said to the believers, "Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The question has to be asked, with eternal mayhem overcome, how does God help you with the temporary mayhem in your life today? Ironically, even Dean Winters, you know, the one on those television commercials who plays mayhem, who's trying to make sure you're in good hands, well, he nearly died from a bacterial infection just a year before he got the job. He spent 95 days in the hospital and endured 10 surgeries as a result of his brush with death. Wow. Even though mayhem is defeated, it doesn't go down without a fight, does it? So what about you? How does God help you with that temporary mayhem in your life today? For the answer, all we need to do is watch Jesus carefully in our text again in Luke 7. He says, "When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, 'Do not weep.' Then he came up and touched the coffin." God helps you cope with mayhem by giving you his comfort. Jesus' heart went out to this poor woman. He said simple but caring words, "Don't cry." Comfort helps, doesn't it? And isn't it wonderful to know that someone understands how you feel and really cares? Verse 12 says that this was the woman's only son. The same words are used in John 3:16 about God, where it says, "He so loved the world that he gave his one and only son." God understands this kind of terrible loss. He knows the pain. So he brings you comfort, his comfort. Comfort is a precious gift in a hard and unforgiving world. God helps you meet mayhem by bringing you his real comfort. In his gentle and caring way, Jesus drew close to the woman and her deceased son. He was with her in her suffering and distress. You know, I remember someone sharing an important truth about comfort in action. He said that the most crucial part of comfort is being there. "Don't just do something," he said. "Stand there." But how wonderful to know that it isn't merely you or me standing there with those who are suffering. It is the Lord, the one with eternal comfort, with eternal promises, the one with a love that will never let us down, no matter the temporary mayhem of the moment. But you know, God doesn't just stand strong, as wonderful as that is. He also meets mayhem for you with his action. Luke's account took another turn that none of us would have predicted. Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. You know, let's be brutally honest. God hasn't melted into the woodwork. His compassion always leads to action. Sometimes when mayhem strikes, God strikes back boldly and miraculously. Maybe you have experienced such a miracle. A loved one healed from illness in such a profound way that even the doctors proclaim it to be a miracle. Or an answer to prayer that comes quickly and surprisingly, showing you clearly that only God could have accomplished such a work. Or a personal change in your own life that goes beyond anything you can explain. Only God's grace and power could be responsible. Yes, God still does some of his best work today, immediately. That's what this poor widow saw as Jesus brought her son back to life. God confronts mayhem with action. But even if mayhem in your life isn't overcome right away, even if your struggle remains, look to God's overcoming mayhem action for you. For Jesus' words from the cross say it clearly, "It is finished." That shows the ultimate action we need for all this mayhem stuff is done. The angelic proclamation, "He is risen," bears witness to the God who acted to defeat mayhem once and for all. It's true, we may have to suffer in this world, but it's only for a short while. We may have to suffer for the sake of the truth, suffer to serve others in his name, or endure hardship so that we might rely steadfastly on Jesus alone. But even then, we can boldly proclaim that we have a Savior who has won the victory over mayhem. In him, there is mercy, there is grace in every time of need. In fact, that's his promise to you and me this very moment. God is not only with us, he's not only acted on our behalf, he has left us provisions of grace to empower our walk here until the day when all temporary mayhem is stopped once and for all. What beautiful words we hear in Luke 7, "And Jesus gave him to his mother." It's exactly what she needed, and more. You see, God always provides what we need to stay strong in our faith, to trust Him, to persevere through the mayhem that seems so prevalent. And just knowing that the eternal debts of life have been paid, the eternal mayhem has been overcome, that very provision of grace really does give us power to live joyfully now, each and every day. You know, I recently heard a beautiful story about three very self-sacrificial young people who, after college graduation, were venturing out on an international mission service for a year. They were foregoing careers for the time, big salaries, and locations close to friends and family. Immediately after graduation, they would be departing. But before the ceremony started, they were surprised when the president of the university asked them to meet with him and the administration and some alumni. In the meeting room, the president asked them to stand up. He had something important to say. Now, these students wondered what it was about. Did they flunk a class? I mean, they didn't think so. They had worked very, very hard. Were they in trouble? They couldn't imagine how or why. Well, the president then said it very matter-of-factly. He said each one of them faced a very difficult issue. It was the issue of tuition debt. One student owed $50,000, another owed more than $70,000, and a third $106,000 in student debt. Thoughts of being disqualified from their mission now began to really flash through their minds. But then the president said something amazing. He said, "We want you to be free to serve with no concern for this debt. So you'll be glad to hear that each one of your debt has been completely paid off by an anonymous donor." The students couldn't believe it. They broke down in tears of joy and surprise. God had provided in a miraculous and remarkable way. Well, that's merely a glimpse of the kind of provision that God has made possible for us all. First and foremost, He paid the price to free you from the life-ending mayhem of sin's guilt and pain. He gave His one and only Son so that you can live freely forever with Him. Even as mayhem tries to distract you from your certain life in Christ, God provides people of His grace to encourage you and help you. He provides His living, life-giving Word to give you hope. He provides times of worship, places to receive and share His gifts to refresh you. He provides for your daily needs to show His love for you. Isn't it interesting that Luke concludes this episode outside the city of Nain by mentioning fear? Did you catch it? I mean, he commented, "Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited His people.'" Fear seized them all. Why? Well, suddenly mayhem wasn't in control. Suddenly everything changed. People were shaken up a bit by this new reality. From now on, even mayhem wasn't to be feared, for God has visited His people. Now the Savior was popping up everywhere, even to counteract mayhem. It may have shaken their foundations a bit, but it was a solid ground upon which now to stand. And folks, this is much better than any insurance company policy. This is a gift you've been given by the grace of God in Jesus Christ. God has come to help His people. He has come close to you. Jesus marched through mayhem when He walked this earth. He suffered mayhem when He was mocked and whipped and beaten. He became a victim of mayhem when He was nailed to the cross. But as darkness filled the sky and the earth shook, mayhem took flight. For the Son of God broke mayhem's hold on us, and Jesus burst forth from the tomb. He is risen. Mayhem has met its match. I know that you've had times when you thought all was lost. Maybe just in time you were blessed with the widow's blessing. Bam! Miracle right then and there. Or maybe you're still waiting with hope. Well, I pray that this message is what you need right now to push back the discouragement of any mayhem today. For whatever is going on in your life, in Jesus, your mayhem has met its match. And He promises to be with you through it all, to never stop acting on your behalf, and to provide for you to strengthen your faith in Him. This is the new reality for all who trust in Jesus. Mayhem is on the run, eternally defeated. It may seem like it's everywhere, but with faith in Jesus Christ, you are indeed in the very best hands of all. Amen.
With the Lord begin your task, Jesus will direct it. For his aid and counsel ask, Jesus will perfect it. Every mark with Jesus rise, and when day is ended,
you're listening to The Lutheran Hour. That was the Concordia Seminary Chorus. Today's program also features organist Craig Kramer and a selection from The Concordia Organist, courtesy of Concordia Publishing House. Do miracles happen nowadays? Does God grant miracles of healing? What's the greatest miracle of all? For the answers, read our free booklet. Call The Lutheran Hour toll-free 1-855-JOHN-3-16. Join Pastor Gregory Seltz for Reach Out Canada in Winnipeg, July 5th through the 7th. For more information, visit reachoutcanada.net. Each week, the Lutheran Hour shares the good news of God's forgiving love for us in Jesus Christ. If these messages have helped you and you'd like to share that blessing with others, consider making a gift to support this ministry. One way to do that is by becoming a monthly supporter. You can set up automatic gifts that work within your budget and allow you to partner with us in God's mission. To learn more, go to LutheranHour.org and click on Automatic Giving. With your continued faithful support, we are bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Now Pastor Seltz leads us in praying the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor Gregory Seltz responds to questions. I'm Mark Eicher. Pastor, a listener says she's afraid to venture far from home, but she's been asked to participate in a short-term mission trip. She wants to know, why go somewhere else in order to serve?
You know, that's a good question, Mark. You know, serving people from other countries or states is a good thing, but there is a lot of work to do in our own backyards. In fact, local church mission trips have been growing in popularity.
Yeah, but that makes our listener nervous about the kind of adventure that it might entail. Any thoughts that could help her in her decision?
Well, of course, any good advice needs to respect our listener's feelings. It can be scary venturing into a new place, whether it's close to home or far away. And a person should never be forced to participate in a short-term mission trip, local or not. But mission work, even witnessing in general, can be scary at times. So I would advise her to get the advice of trusted parents, friends, and family, and make sure that such fear isn't the immobilizing interference from the evil one.
Because the devil would want believers to refrain from serving others.
He definitely would, because whether it's through distraction, busyness, apathy, fear, you know, the devil wants to make sure that we are not people who bear one another's burdens, as the Bible says. Even Jesus, remember when he sent out the 72, he said he was sending them out like sheep among wolves.
Right.
You know, there's always opposition when a Christian is being sent out to show and tell the love of Christ.
So how do you handle the nervousness that naturally comes from mission work?
I think that's the point. As I said, mission will almost always make you somewhat nervous, whether it's, you know, sharing the good news close to home or far away, whether it's inviting a neighbor to church or bringing a meal to someone in need, serving locally or traveling overseas. You're going to be somewhat nervous about it, but such nerves can also be a sign that you care, that you want to do what is best. But that's okay. God is much bigger than our nervousness.
Are you saying then just push through it?
Well, I guess I would first say pray through it. You know, any mission outreach needs to be founded and filled with prayer. After all, you want to be doing God's will, not your own. So it's important to receive God's guidance and affirmation about your mission adventure.
Good. What else overcomes the nerves?
Well, after prayer, I would recommend practice. And what I mean is to break in slowly to mission experiences. You know, start locally. I know people who help at local food pantries. I know of youth groups that do service projects for the elderly in their communities. Volunteers from churches have weekly devotions and fellowships for residences of local nursing homes. You know, some of my first mission work was to play trumpet with a church band that played for nursing homes and neighborhood groups. And then we shared our faith and materials with anyone who would listen. And, you know, like I found out, once you venture into mission action, you often realize how easy it is and that you're blessed in more ways than even the folks you're serving.
And then the next step could be to branch out a little further.
Well, like any service, a person gets more comfortable with practice, especially practice that reflects back on God's Word. So when you're serving others in Jesus, you begin to realize your need even more to be dependent on God and His Word.
And this pattern of study, serve, and then study again would also bless the church.
I think so. You know, serving others in Jesus' name, especially when looking outside the four walls of a congregation, often ignites the light of the gospel, the love of Jesus, even more brightly in the church.
And God's perfect love casts out fear, doesn't it?
It sure does. In fact, I know of some churches that overcame their fears of reaching out by becoming engaged in hands-on outreach both locally and internationally. And that step into the local mission ignited broader mission mindsets, too.
Well, I guess we could make our motto here, bringing Christ to the nations, and the nations to the church, and then all of us back to the nations again.
Well said. That's quite an equation. And you know what you see is God doesn't have to divide our resources. He multiplies them. So when it comes to mission, God moves in the hearts of people to make sure there is what we need for our service, resources, workers, and yes, courage. But even when that doesn't seem to be true at the moment, remember, Jesus is always our supply. So I would advise our listener to pray about it, start simply and locally with their church, with trusted advisors, and practice bringing Christ's love to others. Then watch out to see what adventure God has in store for her.
Yes, God indeed has an adventure in mind for us all. Thank you, Pastor Seltz, and this has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.